pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. In this episode, I want to talk about a response that we received from a debt collector. This item did end up getting deleted from one of our clients' credit reports, but we want to talk about the steps that we've taken to get this account deleted from this consumer's credit report, right? So, the very first thing that we do when a client signs up for our credit repair service, the very first thing we need to do, especially if it's a collection account, is just request verification. Nothing complicated. You know, it's no type of magic tricks or some type of fancy lawyer words that you know, some people think that you have to type on a paper and send to a debt collector. Guys, it is literally as simple as just simply requesting for verification. You don't need to do all of that extra stuff that you see on TikTok and Instagram that people say, oh, you need to type it this way or you need to type it with these specific words. No, it's just the easier you request something from someone, the easier the response will be, okay? And this person here, we shared this from the Sturgis Credit Repair Facebook page, which is the main social media platform. This is also on Instagram. But on Facebook, since it's our main social media platform, of course, we have the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group. So if you guys are listening to this audio episode, check out the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group. This is where that post is going to be, okay? So this debt collection company here, let's see, Credence, Resource Management, I believe it's the name of it. Yeah. Okay. Resource Management. Good. This, company here, we sent out a notice or a request on one of our customers' behalf and just simply requesting verification, because this is the first step that we need to do in order to start our process. We need to see if this item can even be verified before we can do any of the other methods or try some of the other methods to attempt to get this item deleted. Now, of course, there's a chance of this company not even responding at all, which the credit bureaus will remove it then. But hey, look, I get it. At least they did try to respond. So that's good on their part, of course. But let's check this out here. It's a collection account. Looks like the original creditor was by AT&T. Looks like they have not paid a AT&T bill. This debt collector was reporting it for $572. Okay. We requested verification, and all we did was just be like, hey guys, this is our client. We're reaching out to you guys on behalf of our client. We sent them all of our information and the request, and it simply just stated, you know, how are you guys reporting this account? You know, please verify it. What if this account is for, you know, yada, 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 just asking details, and not being complicated with them, not being aggressive, not being rude, just business to business transaction. Okay. It's just one business that has no idea what's going on talking to another business that, you know, have no idea who the client is or who we are, but of course we're representing the client. So there's no reason for us to be rude to them is what I'm stating. So we showed them respect, and they at least tried to show us respect back. They sent us this letter here. And again, if you guys are in the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group, you see this post here from July 29th here. But their notice said, or their response said, our office is in receipt of your request to verify the above reference account. Enclosed is the account summary and response to your request. If you have any questions or require any additional information or documents, please do not hesitate to contact our office at the number listed above. Okay. The first thing that kind of got me here was, they responded to my request, or our request. And of course, they got the customer name or the consumer's name at the top of the return address here at the bottom. But it also says Sturgis Credit Repair LLC. Now, they completely misspelled Sturgis. I'm sure it's just an easy typo. No big deal. But guys, listen, when I seen that, I said, this is probably not going to be true verification when we get this. You know, whenever we finish opening this, this is probably going to be a letter stating they couldn't verify, or it's going to be crap. I guess it's the right way to say it. You know, they didn't even take the time to verify that Sturgis was spelled correctly. They literally spelled S-T-I-R-U-G-S, Credit Repair LLC. Like I said, no big deal, but it's the small things that I see just like this, to where they didn't even care to make sure the business name was spelled correctly. 9 times out of 10, they rushed through this and they didn't respond with actual factual verification. So remembering this response, it said they have included the supporting documents to verify this account. What I received was a flyer that says Valentine's gifts that connect us. So it's pretty much an ad that AT&T is giving, but at the bottom it's like a bill. It says AT&T, got the client's name, and it says total due $409, but it says past due $543. So both of those are completely different from this $572 balance that's reported to their credit report. So right now I'm just completely confused with this, and I'm just like, okay, well, first of all, this is definitely not verification. I could have made this bill myself and typed anyone's name on it. Okay, this isn't a real bill. This is just, I don't know, this is literally just a flyer, like an ad with the customer's name on it. I just, and you know, some payment information below, but again, this isn't true verification. Now, before we dig deeper in this and would even respond to this, of course, all of our disputes and updates are updated in our system electronically if the customer has their credit monitoring active, which is very important that you guys keep that active. If you are listening to this and is a client of ours, keep your credit monitoring active. We cannot see your credit scores or your updates electronically if you guys do not keep this updated. And this is a prime example why you need this updated. This response that we received, it's like, I don't know. This is, they're just now responding to this earlier this month. And this was a dispute sent out, I don't know, at the end of May or early in June. I don't know, but they have been keeping this for like 45 days, and they probably responded to the credit bureaus within 30 days, or maybe they haven't, who knows? And that's why it's deleted. And I'm gonna go over that in a second. But a dispute with the credit bureau stays open for investigation for 30 days. And after 30 days of no response, the credit bureaus will delete that item within the next time your credit report updates. So this dispute was sent out, let's say, I don't know, the beginning of June. Well, the beginning of July came, that's 30 days, and there was no response, and that item got deleted. And it looks like they're just now typing this on the 18th of, let's see, July 18th. So yeah, like 10 days ago is whenever they, almost 2 weeks ago, these guys decided to send this back. So again, this item was deleted already from our client's credit report. 9 times out of 10, the credit bureaus probably just did not get a response, because usually a debt collector will respond to us all the time and say, hey guys, you know, we're going to cease all of our reporting actions on this client or on behalf of this client, because we can't quite verify this item. You know, we need to figure out what this item is for. We will be removing this item from the consumer's credit report. Please look for the deletion within 30 to 45 days. And we get those notices a lot. So something like this, again, guys, I don't know why they even try to respond with this silly letter here, because this is not verification. So just wanted to talk to you guys how our process worked in the credit repair industry, some day in life action, or I wouldn't say necessarily a experience, but just explaining to you guys what we do or how we handle things on an everyday basis. This is a prime example of why it's important to challenge collection accounts when you have them on your credit. You know, just because you have a collection or a charge off, yeah, I mean, it's based on something you didn't pay, but 9 times out of 10, you know, it can be something that you have no idea what this item is for. And if you don't know what it's for, 9 times out of 10, the third party who's couldn't or attempting to collect it or report it, 9 times out of 10, they don't know what it's for or even can prove what it's for. So guys, if you have a collection account on your credit that's reported by a third party company, regardless if you're signed up with anyone's credit service or if you just don't need credit repair, but you have something like this by a third party on your credit, use your consumer rights, dispute it, ask for verification, look for any errors, look for any incomplete data reported to the credit bureaus. See if they even respond to this crap, because there's a lot of things that are reported to your credit reports that can be deleted due to the fact that a lot of times these items cannot be verified. So that is all for this episode. Just wanted to kind of explain and express how this worked. For those who are in our It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group, I did share this just a few moments ago, maybe 2 or 3 hours ago. And a lot of people may be confused on what happened here, but I kind of explained the details in the caption. But I know a lot of you guys do listen to these podcast episodes on Spotify and some of the other audio platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I'm still trying to get the YouTube channel not active, but I guess as popular as the Spotify and the other audio platforms. I guess audio is much easier to listen to educational episodes than, you know, people watching something on YouTube, which lately we haven't really shared any, I guess, physical video episodes. Everything has just been our audio episodes posted to YouTube. So we are going to get back to doing some visual content, or maybe some, you know, step-by-step content again. But as of right now, we have just been sticking with the credit education and just speaking on the audio platform version. So that is all for this episode. See y'all in the next one. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.